saw this beauty blooming. This saw this freshness fuming. Give God while worth consuming. Give beauty back, beauty, beauty, beauty back to God. Beauty self, beauty's giver. Beauty back to God. This saw this beauty blooming. This saw this freshness fuming. Give God while worth consuming. Give beauty back. Beauty, beauty, beauty back to God. Beauty self, beauty's giver, beauty back to God. Beauty back, beauty, beauty, beauty back to God. Beauty self, beauty's giver, beauty back to God.
Amen. Thank you. Beautiful musicians. So I sing that song. I thought of that song when thinking about this sermon on the Feast of St. Francis. We celebrate St. Francis and St. Clare for being faithful people in a crazy world. And we have the challenge now of being faithful people in a crazy world still. So this song is about awareness, being aware of God's beauty, the beauty in the world, and giving it back, obviously. So it's about awareness. Some saints claim that a lack of awareness was a sin defined as alienating us from God and from each other. So that's interesting to think about. How aware are we of the world, of our surroundings, of beauty and the lack of beauty? So Gerard Manley Hopkins was very influenced by Francis and Franciscan theology. And I picked this because there's a concept in Latin that I'm going to mispronounce. It's called hexaetus. Hexaetus. And hec in Latin literally means this. So this poem, this section of the poem is this, all this beauty blooming, this, all this freshness fuming. So the concept of hexaetus is the thisness of creation. That is, every object, every being, every person, every relationship has an essence, has a thisness, is unique. All of you are unique, and you're uniquely loved by God, a God who is unique and of singular purpose. So that's why I thought of this song, this theological concept of every one of us is seen individually and every one of us is unique and loved. Sometimes this concept is affirmed by means of an epiphany, right? We say, oh, I had an epiphany. So an epiphany is some sudden realization that leads to a new and deeper perspective. So St. Francis' life was full of epiphanies where he realized, being aware, he realized something that broke in on him, broke in on his essence, broke in on his soul, and his comprehensive perspective deepened. So hence, at one point when he was a young man, he thought war and battle was a glorious thing. He went into war with a neighboring city fort, Perugia, you know, Assisi and Perugia were fighting each other, I think. And so he was injured, and he was sick for a year and realized that maybe war isn't so glorious. Maybe peace is more important. Or another epiphany, that a poor person he saw had a story, was a person, and not just part of society, not just an accepted reality. Or the leper was not a dangerous threat, but a human being who was suffering through no fault of their own. So these challenges led to epiphanies for Francis. and this concept of thisness, right? And that's why he became beloved and revered, because he came to be aware of belovedness everywhere, and he revered other people. So the important thing is here that God's love, the epiphany is God's love was not to be earned. God's love was not to be earned. And I think this is something that we all of us to different degrees still struggle with, that we think we have to earn love. We think we have to earn God's love. We have to perform. We have to do the right thing always. We can't make a mistake. So it's something to remember in this poetry and in the spirit of Hexaetus, to give beauty back. Beauty, isn't that a wonderful definition of God? Beauty's self, beauty's giver. Give beauty back to God. So it's all holy, and all of creation is inherently recognized by this holy awareness. So Franciscans, and we can say us, are inspired to follow in this way. So an order, even while Francis was alive, he created an order. He was at times anti-institutional, right? He went out and he served the poor and he embraced poverty. But then he realized, even for his followers, he had to have some kind of corporate body and order, and a rule was written. So they tried to live out this in human institutions, the spiritual force of being fulfilled, of realizing that communion with God meant the fulfillment of yourself, that to be fully, truly yourself then allowed you to be truly loving with other people. So that's the miracle of realizing that we're loved, is that then we're able to love others. So this concept of Hesiodus, there's another accompanying concept in theology and philosophy called quiddity. Quiddity. And whereas Hexaetus is thisness, quiddity, are you with me? I'm reducing this to the simplest thing because that's all I can do. That's all I can do. So quiddity is the whatness of existence. In other words, being unique, each one of us also has universal qualities that are shared by other people, obviously. We share our experience. We recognize that when we're struggling with things, that we're not alone because there's other people who are struggling with those same things. And so we form families, we form bodies, we form tribes, we form nations in those corporate groups. So the Franciscan challenge that Francis inspired is to balance these two things, right? How do we live believing in both a specific love for us individually and as members of a larger genus or tribes or families? So there's the rub, right? There's the rub, because it's hard. It's really hard. Because if we only loved ourselves, obviously we wouldn't care about other people. But we have to balance the hexaetus with the quiddity, the thisness with the whatness, right? So that's as philosophical as I get, okay. So to bring that to real life, I want to talk about our friend Augustine. Augustine, for those who are visiting today, has been employed here for 9 years part-time, and he was arrested by immigration officials 3 weeks ago now and has been in jail since that time. And we learned some things about Augustine in the last 3 weeks. We learned that he's not a citizen, even though his brothers are citizens, his mother, his father, his wife, his children. He's not. And there's reasons for that, but it's too complicated to go into now. We learned he was deported in 2004. And when he was returned to Mexico in his young 20s, he had no family or friends there. He came here in diapers. So he's a dreamer. And this was his home, and this was where his family was. And so when he was deported, we learned in 2004, the next day he turned around and re-entered the country illegally, so unlawfully. So that's the reality of the situation. That's the whatness of the situation, the quiddity. There's this complicated history of nation states and boundaries and borders and laws to be obeyed and honored, and policies that the body have made around immigration. But that's not the whole story, as we learn, because when something like this happens to Augustine, there's the haxaitis. Haxaiety is that we know that person. He is an individual. He's unique. We know his wife. We know his children, his five children. And that changes everything. That's specificity. He is known to us, and he is suffering in jail. And so it impels us as faithful people to ask, what can we do to love Augustine and love his family? And we are finding ways to do that, obviously, by supporting his family. And you have been very generous in sharing your resources so that I could hand a check to the lawyer last week for $20,000 to cover legal funds, legal costs, which the family had borrowed in order to pay. Many family members have contributed. So we paid that back. You paid that back. And the family has been refunded. And there's going to be more costs. But you've donated another $10,000, so we have that to spend and to help the family. So that's a real specific thing. And we're going to continue with an accompaniment group to ask, how can we support Melissa and the children and try to keep them from selling their house in order to get through this? And we're going to pray that Augustine is released from jail. But we have to find a way to address the larger issue, obviously, because we realize in knowing Augustine and being at pain for what him sitting in jail, a good person, a taxpayer, a good worker, a good father, a good spouse, that there are many others like him. There are many others like him, so he's not alone. There's this whatness. There's this larger community. So we have to challenge ourselves to fix this broken system. We have to challenge our leaders, our political representatives, to fix this broken system, to move past divisiveness and care for people in our midst who we love and care about and who are hurting, and the stranger, in the name of our faith, in the name of the values of our country, in the name of lawfulness, both faithful and political. So that's our challenge. How do we do that? How do we love that individual? And how do we love other individuals we don't know in a complex system? So we're going to continue to struggle with that and try to figure it out. That's our calling as followers of Christ, to try to figure out how we can do that in a real way and change the world through that love. So I want to ask you, as we sing the song again, to contemplate in your own life the values that Francis discovered with his epiphanies and with his devotion. I'm going to give you some categories of conflict and pick one of them to think about in your own life. And then we'll close with to give beauty back. So the categories are humility versus judgment or pride. We talk about all these things. Another is grounded simplicity versus busyness. We're going to bless the bright lights. The kids made Halloween cards over here. They'll be on the altar later for residents of the convalescent home they're brought to. And they made little googly eyes. But I thought this was indicative of Silicon Valley. The googly eyes are full of blood vessels, and it says, "I'm tired." A grounded simplicity versus busyness. or in line with that poverty or simplicity versus materialism or consumerism. That's a challenge for us in a wealthy area where we're trying to have security and yet we're called to a simple faith. There's a reason St. Francis is called the most revered saint and the least imitated, because it's a challenge for us. Another conflict is prayer and spiritual discipline versus spiritual laziness. How do we practice our faith on a daily basis? We're all here today. This is a spiritual discipline. This helps us coming together and singing and praying together and listening to each other. How do we do that on a daily basis so that we're fortified each day to try to be loving and compassionate and seek justice? Another category is forgiveness and joy versus guilt and alienation. Christians are not about guilt. Christians are about moving beyond guilt, right? Because the last category is gratitude. So this forgiveness and gratitude and joy is where we're called to be, being loved unconditionally. And if we have guilt, we feel bad about something, we work through it. We admit it, and we move on, and we change our behavior. So that gives us new life. So think about these categories. Pick one for yourself to close your eyes even and pray about. Because whatever speaks to your soul, whatever speaks to your thisness, okay, humility, simplicity, peace and compassion versus violence, poverty versus materialism, spiritual discipline versus spiritual laziness, forgiveness and joy versus guilt and alienation and gratitude. Pick one of those to concentrate on. Because the message here is that if you are aware of God's unconditional love for you, even conceptually, then you can treat yourself with love. You can be kind to yourself. You can forgive yourself. You can support yourself in fighting the good fight. You can give beauty back to God because you are part of that beauty. You are part of that beauty and you contribute to that beauty. So pick one of those to think about, pray about.
This all this beauty blooming, this all this freshness fuming, give God while worth consuming, give beauty back, beauty, beauty, beauty back to God. Beauty self, beauty's giver, beauty back to God. This all this beauty's blooming, this all this freshness fuming, give God my worth consuming, give beauty back, beauty, beauty, beauty back to God. Beauty self, beauty's giver, beauty back to God. Beauty back, beauty, beauty, beauty back to God. Beauty self, beauty's giver, beauty back to God.
Amen. May it be so.